It's not expected to happen in time for the November 15 swearing-in of Mayor-elect Matthew Shoemaker. But Sue today has learned plans are afoot to significantly remodel the city's 67-year-old mayoral chain of office. "I believe we will only be replacing the old city crest with the official coat of arms," says Rachel Tichinsky, the city clerk. "The current chain of office will be in use during the inaugural meeting," says Jordan Allard, communications advisor. "The intention is to seek a vendor to work with regarding replacing it at some point during the coming term," Allard told Sue today. The following description of the chain of office medallions is reprinted by Sue today, in the same language used in the city's policy manual for 1955, the year the ceremonial chain was donated by the local J.C.'s Service Club. The manual specified that the chain of office was to be worn at official city ceremonies, at the mayor's discretion. The medallions represent Algoma Steel Corporation, Great Lakes Power, Doran's Brewery, Yankanic Steamships, Sioux Daily Star, Hotelmen's Association, Police Department, Treaty Indians, Hunting, Fire Department, Mining Industry, J.C.'s, Dominion Bridge, Rodas Lumber, Algoma Central Railway, Abitibi Power and Paper, Township of Cora, and Township of Tarantoras. Mayor Christian Provenzano and departing members of City Council will extend their goodbyes to each other, city staff and voters at a council meeting at 4:30 p.m. on Monday, November 7. Mayor-elect Shoemaker and the new council will be inaugurated at the same hour on Tuesday, November 15.